This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden called Jordan's King Abdullah a good, loyal, decent friend during a meeting Monday at the White House. It was the first of three face-to-face talks Mr. Biden will have in the coming weeks with Middle Eastern leaders. Biden described the king as a strong ally in what he called a tough neighborhood. It was a show of support for the Jordanian leader after an April challenge to his rule from his half-brother. For his part, Abdullah said, "You can always count on me, my country, and many of our colleagues in the region." White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters Monday the two leaders would have an opportunity in private talks to, quote, discuss the many challenges facing the Middle East and showcase Jordan's leadership role in promoting peace and stability in the region. She called Jordan a key security partner and an ally of the United States. Abdullah's in-person visit with Biden is the first by a Middle East leader since the U.S. president took office in January. Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi is scheduled to visit the White House next week, and the Biden administration is also planning for a visit for Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett. Leftist school teacher Pedro Castillo was proclaimed Peru's next president on Monday by an elections jury after reviewing claims of electoral fraud waged by his right-wing rival Keiko Fujimori. The trade unionist was declared the victor 6 weeks after a polarizing vote that leaves Fujimori facing an imminent corruption trial. Castillo came out of the June 6th runoff vote ahead by only about 44,000 votes. The official result had been delayed by appeals from Fujimori aimed at annulling some ballots over accusations of fraud, despite little evidence. This is VOA News.